everyone.
Hello.
Welcome to another edition of
Car Talk. Dun 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 dun. Car Talk. At least I'm consistent with that.
Yeah, I don't know how you remember it every time, that same one.
It's not really hard.
Okay.
What's up, everyone? How are you? We are very glad to be here with you again. En route to wherever we're going in this moment. And would like to talk about emotions. Dun dun dun. Yes. Yes, we all experience emotions. We go through them. It's a part of the human experience here on Earth. So, just want to talk a little bit about the effect they have on the physical body, on the emotional body, where they're, you know, where they're most prevalent, and also in the mental plane. Where they come from, you know, where and just out of nowhere I'm just angry, and maybe some of the aspects that play into that. So on that note, the reason why we're talking about it is there's been, you know, a little anger kind of moving around, you know, and because my couple of planets are Mars, Saturn, Mars, you know, I have my fair share of anger, you know, issues. Not like raging mad, but just more egoic patterns that I don't want to hold, you know, in the light, and that come up with my emotions over small things, you know, like such little things. However, you
know. And also, if you have that in your planetary makeup, you draw it to you as well, not just,
exactly.
You know, that it is in you. You may feel like, oh, I've dealt with it, but it comes to you as an opportunity to say, oh, I really have dealt with it,
like, hey,
and I can move on, you
yeah.
know, or I don't have to react this way every time to this just because those are my planets.
Exactly.
However, those being your planets, you will find yourself in those situations.
Exactly.
Just if also you're interested in what we're even talking about, just in the system that we've learned in Kabbalah, there is, you know, your individual makeup. Like everybody knows, I've come here, I'm unique, I'm Jody, you're Eugene, there's Terry, there's Bob, there's John, whatever. You know, I know everybody is, we all like to know our individualness. Even though we feel our connection, and it is all about connecting and communing.
The whole.
Yes, there is that. Of course, we've come with a unique makeup. So, anyways, in this system that we've learned, you can find out what your unique makeup is. I know most people are familiar with the astrological signs and Western astrology or even Ayurvedic astrology, and that's dealing mostly on the physical plane, on the very, I don't know how to explain it, just simply. Just, anyways, this is working on the astral plane. So we've learned a system where you can find out your unique planetary makeup, and it explains a lot about what is going on the physical, or what does show up in your astrology, or what does show up on the physical plane due to what you've come in with this time. So as Eugene was saying, Saturn, Mars, it's you've come here to work it out, basically, if you come with those planets.
Basically.
Yeah.
So it's really important that spiritual practice be a part of my daily routine. In order for me to really, what it does for me is it brings me into a higher state of awareness, of sensitivity to my emotions and to circumstances, so that when I feel the fire, when I feel the anger or whatever emotions coming up that is not love, peace, and light, then I can immediately be attentive to it, you know, and then, you know, dilute it with mantra, with just my choice to say, you know what, not this time, you know. Whereas if I am not doing a physical practice, a spiritual practice, something that is getting me out of my head and into my heart, then it's a bit more harder for me to really to make that step, to make that leap, if you will, to an optimum sense of feeling, you know. So that being said, why is it that emotions affect our physical bodies? Why is it? You know, like, what is that about? Like, how they say, you know, cancer or diabetes, all these things are really emotions, trapped emotions, crystallized. internalized emotions that haven't been dealt with. Well, that's the beautiful thing about this life.
Or subconscious patterns. It doesn't necessarily, maybe the people don't even know, they haven't got to the emotional part yet. You know what I mean? Or maybe they don't link that emotion with the stuff that's going on underneath, you know?
Well, however you swing it.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, like, people might be like, well, how is that? But really, it can go even to that deeper level that they don't realize they're getting upset all the time is related to this, you know, which then manifests that. Sorry. No, I'm just saying, if somebody listening, with their the questions that a person might have about that.
Also, really good point. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, please, please, please leave them on our website, namyogamiami.com. You can leave them on our blogspot, namyogamiami.blogspot.com, or where you're hearing this, either on the player or on the site, namyogamiami.podbean.com. Let us know what it is that is on your mind based off of what we're talking about, your experiences. Maybe we can bring some more information to listeners that we might not have. Because I feel like when we tap the pool of consciousness, and we tap the other minds that have been doing this work as well, it increases our knowledge. So, you know, please leave your comments and questions with us. But yeah, that's a valid point. Like, you know, what is that about? And it is subconscious. You know, it's something that we usually can't or haven't chosen to dig deep enough to find the root cause of it. So, perfect segue into why it manifests in the physical realm. Because if we haven't had an opportunity to look at it, it will look at us. Mm-hmm. It will look at us directly in the eye. You know, whether it be aches and pains, stiffness, some form of disease, you know, whatever it may be. A pimple on you. I got one on the side of my head. Fatigue, exactly.
Like anything where people really just aren't at your optimum health.
Yeah.
You know, where you're just sort of like, you know, it might not manifest as yet as a specific disease or problem or whatever, but there's sometimes people still go to their doctor with something generalized that's wrong, but nobody can really pinpoint it.
Right.
You know, and
like where's
yeah,
where's it?
And so then you get some kind of pills that are for something else or
right.
to try and mask the symptoms or whatever. I'm not giving any advice not to go to your doctor if you feel so inclined to go to your doctor.
Please.
All I am saying is that when there are no answers for generalized fatigue or whatever else,
depression,
you know, yeah, those kind of things, that there are maybe other things you can try or start to look at yourself, you know, because in the end, you only have the answers for you. No doctor, no me, no you, no yoga, you know, it's only you have the answers for you.
Exactly. And that's where the solution is. That's where everything, you know, comes together. So, what I'm saying then, and it's a good question that I've been asking myself, because I've had a bit of maybe a little fatigue, little like head issues, like oh my head's hurting. You know, just kinda like off a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have to look at what am I thinking? What are the predominant thoughts? What are the predominant emotions that I've been experiencing lately? You know, I've had some really good periods. I did a great full moon drumming with Lululemon crew. Shout out to Lulu, my showroom.
I love Lululemon.
Love them. And I felt really good. Like, I felt optimum.
Yeah.
You know, but because I had that height, I could notice then more, like, where I haven't been so congruent to what I know is my higher self, my higher beingness, you know? So, yeah. There's been like a fluctuation of different emotions that I've been going through. And it's affected me. And it's very subtle. Usually it's a subtlety.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like how you can tell if you're getting sick. Yogis that I've been working with their breath enough can tell when their breath patterns change because they're conscious of it, the subtleties of it, you know.
Subtleties of your health when you
right.
when you just don't feel on, you know, there's that subtle quality in you. You're right, you have to start looking at why. Like, where is this coming from? What emotions, but what thoughts have created these emotions? Because usually it's thought patterns that we are so attached that create an emotion that then manifests in the physical. Maybe not even, like we're saying, not even right away, and maybe very, very subtly. However, the more you start tuning into a channel, the more you start to hear it.
Exactly.
So the more you tune into the channel of your health or of your overall just beingness, your overall sense of well-being, the more you will be alerted when something isn't quite right.
Exactly.
I think it's invaluable to tune into yourself and start, start figuring out what's going on, you know, in the thought ways, in the emotional ways, you know.
Yeah, I mean, and then because we are students of Kabbalah, we understand the process of creation from the divine to the astral to the physical. So knowing
it has to start somewhere.
It has to start somewhere. So I just can't say to myself, oh, I'm mad because Jody, you know, won't cook me what I want her to cook, or won't do what I think she should do, or won't say what I think she should say. No. That's not why I'm mad. I'm probably mad because of a thought. And that thought is usually the question. Well, why doesn't she want to? Well, she should do. I'm having a mental conversation that is then causing me to have a feeling. I have a feeling about this conversation. Based on this feeling, I can either blurt it out of my mouth, blah, 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 blah. Or I can suppress that emotion or that feeling and allow myself to try to do some behavior modification so that I don't wreck my egoic character image that I'm projecting out into the world. But then what happens? That has to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It goes into my muscles, and goes into my tendons, and goes into my bloodstream, because when you are angry, you're releasing toxins into your bloodstream, adrenals, and all the things that, you know, that are necessary for flight or fight. However, we're not fighting, and I'm not running from a bear right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, you know, wanting to get some waffles cooked for the morning time. It has nothing to do with bears or anything else.
That just is unhealthy.
And,
no, I'm just kidding. Waffles
yeah,
are fine.
That'll be another card
talk.
I like waffles.
And carbs and
everybody likes waffles.
Anyways,
all that.
No,
anyway,
waffles are good. I like waffles
for
too.
Me.
Anywho.
Cook the waffles. And I'm just. Love you,
just a lot of carbs once a week,
yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, back to the subject at hand. I thought of something, or something came in while we were talking about that. If I can get back on track.
So you should let me and my waffles just be.
No, okay.
It was a waffle thing.
So the emotions that come through that cause, oh, the suppression, right. Okay, so in no means should anybody suppress how they're feeling. We've talked about this privately in a conversation before where it's like you must have a way to experience your emotions. You must allow yourself the space to experience those emotions.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you deal with it that determines everything, karma-wise, you know, just what is to transpire from that point, health-wise, all of that. So that's another fact, is like when you actually have the emotion, how then do you deal with it?
Mm-hmm.
I am angry. Okay, I can say I'm angry. You know, you don't have to act out on that anger.
Right.
You don't have to yell at someone. You don't have to, you know, make everybody miserable because you're angry. You
right.
can just acknowledge it in yourself, and then you know, hopefully everybody has a loving space that they are allowed to feel those emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And then with things like the Love, Peace, and Light prayer, spiritual practice, Nam Yoga, whatever
Sitali
it is
breath.
You're doing, Sitali Pranayam,
yeah.
yes, that we can teach about another time, you know, cooling techniques, there are things that you can do to transmute, transform that energy after you've allowed yourself the space to feel it.
Yes.
To say, you know, I'm angry, and why?
And why?
What
that
thought pattern am I attached to that is causing this anger?
Yeah, what don't I want to let go of? What don't I want to be flexible about that is causing me pain? Literally, it is painful to be angry. You're in pain.
Yeah.
You're in pain.
At somebody. And, you know, normally what I'm noticing is not what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what they've said.
Mm-hmm.
It's why you feel either it's hurt or whatever. All those words, you know, victim words, but still, it's legitimate if somebody feels that feelings are hurt or, you know, they've been insulted or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really what the person said. It's the, to me, like I'm saying, the connection is the bottom line. It's the underlying feeling that that person didn't understand you or didn't,
feeling misunderstood and not
yeah,
heard.
Or like honor where your relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I'm in a relationship with you, shouldn't you care what I feel like? Or shouldn't you, why would you say those things? Or why
I'm
would
crying,
you...
Babe.
No, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like, trounce that out everywhere, or
yeah.
why would, why would this go on if we have this relationship? It's not about what you've said. I don't feel, really. I mean, maybe a bit what you've said. Why did you say that? But it's not even the words to me always. It's the underlying, like, we have this connection. So, you know, why is this not being honored or something like that?
Yeah, our belief pattern. Like,
yeah, because beyond pattern. All that, it doesn't even, it's not even true. However,
yeah.
Because, you know, it's being created in each of our own heads.
Right.
Our own beliefs and connection and special relationships and all that stuff. It's all being made up by ourselves.
Right.
However, it doesn't mean that it doesn't feel real in the moment.
Exactly.
Or in our everyday lives.
Exactly.
And for the regular, everyday person, they might not even get to that point. They might not even know that. That's cool.
Mm.
Just to be aware of your emotions, where they're coming from, and how they can manifest on the physical plane, so that if by chance you miss all these, you know, my thought pattern, my emotion, whatever is showing up on the physical plane, to not just, like we said, didn't just come out of nowhere, like all of a sudden now
yeah.
your knee hurts, or all of a sudden now you have a rash, or
yeah.
hives, or
the
all of a sudden
pain,
you have a cold.
Yeah.
You didn't just catch a virus.
Okay,
maybe you did catch
yeah.
a virus. However, why does it only affect so many people? Like, we're all in
same
contact with
space.
It. Yeah,
yeah,
we're all in contact with the virus, touching
yeah.
the same public spaces, touching our eyes, touching our nose, touching
your
our mouth.
Fingers after syrup.
Yeah. Waffle syrup again. So, you know, like, we all are in this. Why do only some people get it? Because, you know, depending on how you are tuned up in your body
yeah.
emotionally.
What you're thinking about yourself, how you feel
yeah.
about yourself, how you feel about your life, and what you're doing in the world. How are you serving people?
Right thinking. It's not just Gurdanam's way. It's Buddhist a bit, but,
yeah.
you know, right thinking,
right
feeling,
right
acting, right behaving, right
yeah.
talking.
Yeah.
Not saying be right as in right or wrong, but just right for you. Like,
yeah.
are you in your integrity?
Yeah.
In your thinking, in your feelings, in your actions,
right.
in your behaviors, in your talking to others.
And it's, I mean, and it's a practice, you know what I mean? It's not like, we know these things, and then all of a sudden, boom.
We're perfect.
Like, bam.
We have manifestation physically as well.
Yes.
Just, it's the awareness of it.
Yeah, how long will they last?
Yeah.
I might feel my throat getting a little tickly.
Yep.
Then I realize, what am I speaking? Am I speaking my truth to the world? Am I criticizing myself about what I want to say?
Mm-hmm.
Let me forgive myself. Let me do this little bit of work here. And stop this whole lot of pain that's waiting for me if
right.
I succumb to it. So that's really the main point of the talk today. It's just about how we can master our emotions, how we can work with them to our advantage. Because emotion is everything. That's what makes us human. That's what separates us from the archangels and the lower entities and the higher. We have the ability to have a choice and to experience emotion, to experience love, to experience fear, pain, all those things, so that we can have a contrast, so that we know when it's high, when it's low. And that's just a part of life. So you don't have to be a guru. You don't have to even, you can just be some random person that's listening to this talk for the first time. It's not about having a perfected practice. It's just about noticing yourself, paying attention to who you are, what you're standing for.
Are you ready to look at yourself? That's the question.
That is the ultimate question. Are
really?
You ready to look at yourself?
We all, it's tough.
Yeah. It's tough,
but we all have to look at ourselves
yes.
intently and not judge ourselves and not feel bad for anything. You will at first,
yeah.
and maybe for a while.
Mm-hmm.
However, that too, you have to let go. Say, I am human.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is part of being human.
Yeah.
Can I transcend this? Can I spiritualize my matter?
Yes.
You know, am I ready to look at myself?
Guru, from the darkness to the light.
Yeah.
So
we all are our own inner guru.
Yes. So let's together move from the darkness to the light, and we will end this beautiful and powerful talk. It was beautiful and it was powerful.
Yeah, this is funny. Oh, I'm the greatest. Anyways, it was good for me too.
Wow.
Not you, I mean both of us.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
No, cool. I hope it helped somebody or
yeah.
if anybody was interested.
I feel
that.
Helped.
Yeah, me too.
I feel
it's
helped.
It's like group therapy here.
So if anything, yeah, it's all
but
good.
But holla at us.
But please holla. We would definitely love to hear something from you, some feedback. Like I said, once again, namyogamiami.com. NamYogaMiamiBlogspot.com. NamYogaMiamiPodBean.com. You just type in NamYogaMiami. We love you. Blessings.